NXW Mobile.
Hey, poor NXY, David.
David, hope you're doing well this morning. How's that first cup of coffee?
Yeah, I'm kind of on my second cup of coffee, and I'm still kind of groggy. Haven't been up long, but I'm doing pretty good. How you doing out there?
Well, this morning, first day back to work after vacation last week.
I heard the radio was real quiet last week in the mornings. I really didn't hear too many people.
He was on vacation also, and Patrick hadn't got back on a morning schedule yet, so yeah, it was probably intermittent for sure.
I heard Patrick doing a Sunday night net last night, but I was kind of occupied and didn't get a chance to check in with him, but his base station was sounding real good, you know, coming into the repeater.
Yeah, I don't get to really check in anymore because I usually turn in about 8. Check-in usually isn't start till 9, and then by the time you get to my call sign, you're 9:15, 9:20.
But you mean years ago, I went to bed so early I didn't check in, but got where I stay up a little bit later, and if I get a chance, I check in, and then I turn on into bed about 10 or 11, and usually get up this time in the morning, come back in here, and turn on the radio.
Usually up, even on my days off, by at least 5:30 anyway.
Years ago, I got used to a real early morning schedule, and kind of have kept to it, but I'm watching Channel 13 News this morning. Looks like got some flooding up in North Carolina.
I didn't show that. I was on Channel 4 this morning. I don't get 13 for some reason. I think I got to turn my antenna a little bit.
I know what you mean. Most of the time I didn't get it, but somehow I've got the antenna where I'm getting 4, 7, 13, and 21, so when I flip the TV over to the outside antenna, I can get all the local stuff, and 4 is usually always the strongest, but been getting 13 kind of regular, and looks like, like I said, there was some little campground that creek flooded and kind of got a few of the campers. What they seem to be talking about is after Helene, there's so much stuff wound up in the creeks and rivers, and they haven't had enough time to get all of it cleared out. So when a heavy rain comes along, it's having a tendency to overflow and cause some problems.
Like you said before the storm, it was camping by the creek was the thing to do. Now you better think twice about it.
Years ago, we had the family's old camper, and that would be what, when we took it to the mountains, that's what we would try and do, is get a spot right close to the creek. And it was always, really nice to have, one of those spots.
Said it was hot at the beach last week. That would be a serious understatement.
Yes, sir. I could imagine. Did the breeze along the ocean help any?
Felt like you were in front of a heater. And then Thursday, it wasn't enough breeze to keep my little umbrella blowed out.
I hate that for you. No. I know, it was hot even up here. When I'd be outside, if even with the breeze blowing, like you said, it was still so bad I wouldn't stay outside but a few minutes, and then, I'd come back in the air conditioning.
Yeah.
Come on in here. I'll sit back
KN4 GFW.
Good morning, David. I enjoyed that second cup of coffee, David. I wish I was on my first, but I'm on my drive to work. And yeah, Ken, you're right. It was hot. Man, my air conditioner couldn't hardly keep up.
N4TFW.
KO4CN.
KF4NXY.
David, hope you guys are having a good Monday morning.
Over here, man down there at the beach at 5:30 in the morning, the feels like it was already in the 90s.
Best part of the week,
wasn't it?
Yeah, one of those shibumi little wind sails. And Thursday, there wasn't enough breeze on the beach to keep it float out.
Last week when the air conditioner in the house couldn't keep up and it ran, I think it was running about 18 hours a day straight. Like it would finally get the house down to the set point around midnight, and it was at 6 o'clock in the morning. It was hot enough that it started moving again. So, yeah, it was a rough week.
Temper AC, it didn't do too bad. We had one or two palm trees on the site, and I could see that it'd creep up a couple of degrees over set point long about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but it'd recover by about 7.
Yeah, that's not too bad. I had the set point at 74, and it was getting up to like 78 in the house. And it took a long time to recover because, you know, it's a big, pretty big house, and, you know, the insulation is old, and I probably just need to put some money into it, but... It's not too bad to go over the set point as long as the dehumidification is still working, which it was. So, it was pleasant inside, just a little bit warmer than I had set.
It was a little bit cooler temperatures until later this week, though, now.
70s today?
It's 67 in my truck now, so.
Yeah, I think it's going up to about 80 today, but that's about it.
80-90% humidity.
If for next summer I might have to redo the insulation in my house and or get a new air conditioning system and upsize it a little bit. I was looking at one of those inverter central systems that can run at variable capacity, so it can go like 50% over or 50% under the rating and help keep it dehumidified and really ramp up if it's having a hard time keeping up. So that seems to be the way to go anymore.
I tell you what, the worst part was just how humid it was. Even if you got cooled off, it was still sticky. I mean, that was, even in the camper, that was the worst part. You just turn a fan on, just try not to be sticky.
The granddaughter, we spent 5 or 6 hours every day down on the beach.
Here, day four, I can't remember what day it was now. The tropical systems developing off the coast of South Carolina, North Carolina. I'm like, well, that makes sense. As much rain was getting dumped, and I mean, every day it was just developing around 3 or 4, and it was just dumping tons of rain.
One night, about 2 o'clock in the morning, we wanted to go out and look for meteor showers. And that was the only time it rained down there.
It was pretty bad. I mean, there was some
watch out.
Pretty rough storms, and I think one evening, man, they had that lightning where it just kind of rolls, you know, it doesn't stop at one boom, it just kept rolling and rolling, and it was just ongoing. That was the weather up here, eh?
Up here, no doubt.
So, originally, our plan was to go stay at the beach and come back on Thursday, and then go on a camp for Boy Scouts on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But I decided I wanted to be longer at the beach. And then I heard somewhere where they were supposed to get some hail up in Cherokee County, somewhere up there. I don't know where it was. I'm like, well, kind of glad I ain't there.
A thunderstorm the other night where I was actually going and unplugging the radios and stuff because we had so much lightning up there.
After about filling my pool up, I usually have it on a timer to fill up every 2 or 3 days for about 30 minutes just to run the water, but it was enough rain up this way, I didn't have to worry about it. Simple hand fed.
We didn't get back till Friday about 3 o'clock.
Last 3 years, I think, 2 or 3 years, I've missed it. I've had something going on those weekends.
When they have it always on the same weekend all the time.
About the Shelby Ham Fest is that they have it on Labor Day weekend every year, so you know it's very hard to go because it's Labor Day weekend, and I think they would do better if they moved it.
Better, but I'm sure somebody in the planning area don't feel the same way.
Well, Labor Day weekend, so we can't change it, right? Decided that they're not going to do it on Sunday this year, so it's only going to be Friday afternoon and Saturday because of low attendance and low interest. And, you know, one of these days they're going to have to wake up and realize that it's not the 50s anymore or the 60s or the 70s and that, you know, Labor Day weekend is kind of sacrosanct anymore and people just aren't going to take the time out on a very rare, you know, long weekend from work to go to a ham fest.
Because there's plenty that can be done on that weekend.
Know it down there at the state park that if you're over 65 you get a 35% discount.
Park, I missed that part.
Hunting Island, if you're over 65 you get a 35% discount.
Take advantage of that.
Get $20 back.
It's not a bad discount at all.
All South Carolina state parks if you're over 65 or not. Lifetime hunting and fishing license. It came in the mail.
And now, do they have a lifetime saltwater fishing license?
Includes it, and that it was $9 for me and Susan. $9 a piece.
Well, gentlemen, I'm pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there this morning. David, enjoy that second cup, maybe third cup of coffee, and y'all have a good day. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4.
7-3, Andrew. Have a great day. Be safe. W2JKT.
KF4NXY.
Almost wished I had one of those riding.
Finished the Ryobi Days promotion, and fans were one of the hottest sellers. I think we did over 1 million fans during Ryobi Days this year.
Couldn't have had enough of them down there.
At home, too, and we were definitely using them last week.
One of the big ones in, on the back porch, you know, I'd be running it and didn't run it wide open, and when the battery had run down, I'd swap it out with another big battery and keep it going.
We got a charger bank in the basement, and, you know, we've got the fans out on the patio. I've got a couple of the big Rigid fans and a couple of the big Ryobi fans, and, yeah, we just keep those things going all the time when we're out there.
And this particular one, man, I have put a lot of hours on it. I mean, I've kept it running almost 24/7, you know, for the last, couple of weeks, and, hey, chugging right along. Yeah, okay, y'all pick it back up. KF4NXY. Are you the only ones left?
In here.
Yeah, I think we're all three still here.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get back to my coffee. KF4NXY.
Up on the interstate, they've been, looks like they're getting ready to repave this intersection right here. Exit 66, where you get onto the interstate.
Having 85 up my way now, too. I guess, you know, they put the concrete down, and I thought they were done, but now they're putting asphalt on top of the concrete. So, got more construction up my way that's holding me up in the mornings, but I'm just passing 26 now, and northbound looks pretty good for you.
Yeah, I don't know why they'd pave over the concrete, man. That concrete's a lot cooler. I know my son got me one of them tire management systems for the trailer, and I was pretty impressed that 96 degrees of the tires only got up to 106.
Hello.
And they were sitting in the sun. Boy, they heated up. But once you got going again, like you said, with the air, they cooled right off. So I was impressed.
Hyper into the service center. It's 4 years old now, so I probably need them to go through and grease the hubs and check all the waterproofing and all that other stuff. I had a leak last year that damaged the roof of one of my slides. The little tape that they use to transition from the EPDM roof up to the fascia came undone a little bit and was letting water in there, and I didn't notice it for a while, so I got some damage I got to get them to look at, too.
And we had them, I had them put those little screens or the little, you know, shades over the slide to kind of help it a little bit anyway, keeping at least some of the leaves and stuff out.
They're probably going to hit me for a couple $1,000 to fix that, because they got to take the slide apart and you know, take all the trim off and you know, get to the roof panel. And I want them to replace it with a composite piece. I don't want them to put particle board in there again, because that's what the manufacturers use. I'd rather them use a composite material, so if it does leak, it doesn't get damaged again. The 16-year-old, he was supposed to take his technician class test next week, and now he's chickening out a little bit because he doesn't think he's going to pass it. So I'm not sure what to tell the club, because I think they were going to get some VEs together just for him to take it next week, but I got to figure out what he's doing.
The practice test?
He's been playing video games.
I'm not helping him pass the test.
Yeah, they're both of the kids. We've got to take some stuff away because they're about to have to start school again, and you know, they can't be playing video games, you know, 24 hours a day. Like he's up until 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Like when I leave for work, his light's still on, and you know, he sleeps all day and plays video games with his friends all night, and we got to put a stop to that.
Man, yeah, the granddaughter never even brought an electronic device with her. Not that you could have used it down there. You barely can get a phone call out. About kids going back to school and having anxiety about it, huh? I'll never remember that in our day.
You know, I had the summers off, and then, like, by the time school started again, I was ready to go back. Like, I was bored. And it's like, okay, time to go back to school and be social again. But, yeah, I mean, our kids are all right. They're okay with going back to school. I mean, we've got 2 weeks. They go back on, yeah, 2 weeks from whatever this Wednesday is. And, you know, it's going to be better this year because both kids are going to the same school now, so I don't have to go through two car lines every day coming and going. But, yeah, the older one, he's going into 11th grade, and he needs to start getting stuff together because he's going to start applying for colleges at the end of this year.
Well, man, I know most of the schools will be started back by this week, I think, down here.
South Carolina starts back today, or at least a few counties do.
My daughter down in Anderson, I think they start tomorrow.
That county that starts today. Yeah, I sent the older kid a list of all the scholarships that were available that, you know, young amateur radio operators could apply for, and it didn't seem to motivate him at all. You know, it's like, dude, you got college coming up, and we're not paying for it, so you got to figure it out.
Scholarships for radio operators.
It was over 100 of them a year, and then there were like 100 others put up by other organizations. But yeah, there's definitely some money out there, and you know, he needs to be start thinking about how he's going to get some.
We need to do something like that these days. I mean, it's expensive to pay for it. You better pick something that's going to be worthwhile.
He wants to do something in engineering. You know, NC State is a good school, but it's still like $25,000 a year, even for in-state students, you know, with all the housing and room and board and all that stuff. So, you know, he's looking at having to get that kind of money together. So, you know, scholarships and, you know, it's going to be bad if he's going to borrow a bunch of money, but at least he's looking at a field where he can get a decent job.
He's wanting to take or wanting to do?
Something that's engineering. Like, I think what he thinks he's going to do is going to become a video game developer, because that's what all these kids want to do. They want to do something with video games because they're so addicted to them. And I think he's in for a rude awakening. But, you know, as long as he does something technical, it's okay. I think he'll make it.
There'll be a lot of people trying for that field.
They don't play video games all day. They don't realize it's actually a pretty hard job.
nephew. He graduated Clemson, and that he's a little brainiac. And then he went up to University of Wisconsin, got like a master's degree in like quantum computing or something like that. And now he's a manager at a Starbucks.
I wonder what happened there.
There's a certain field in it, you know what I mean? And they offered him something, and it was a six-figure salary and everything, and it really wasn't what he wanted. And I thought, man, you ought to take it. At least you'll be doing what you learned, and then you can look for something else. But he didn't take it.
AI and quantum computing and all this new razor's edge stuff is that there are very few jobs, and only the absolute best and most motivated people will get to the jobs. And if you're thinking you're just going to go in and punch a clock, you got another thing coming. A lot of these jobs are 16-hour-a-day jobs, and a lot of people just don't realize that they want to do this big glamorous stuff. But the reason it pays so well is because you work all day every day.
Oh man, he tutored the kids at Clemson in the hardest math class that they offered. I mean, this kid's a brainiac. Not a lot of common sense, but as far as book sense, he's really smart.
A lot of the time, too. You can be really book smart, but just not have a lot of common sense. Rick.
Back after a week out, wonder what I run into today.
I go waiting for you.
Right on that.
Take a day off every time I come back. It's a 16-hour day because the stuff doesn't wait. it's just pushing work back. So I still got to make up for it. But yeah, every time I go away for a couple of days, it just everything seems to go nuts, and I got to catch up when I get back.
How are you filling in for me doing the basics? So we'll see how good you did.
Back for you, and you won't have too much of a mess when you get back.
Trailer broke down right in the exact middle of the turn lane.
Your exit there?
Exit 80, you can either go, you can either go right or you can go left. And then right in the middle of the right turn all the way up to the stop sign, it broke down. Is there anything on it?
Convenient, but dangerous too.
Little triangles out. Down that exit ramp because it's just the yield sign at the end. There's no stop sign.
I just want to keep the momentum going. I'm at 54. I still have almost 30 miles to go. This Monday commute is always the longest one of the week.
I'm turning on the road, headed down to the gate now.
Our work day started, but I'm going to text Courtney and see what she's up to so far this morning. But, I hope you have a great day, Ken. And, we'll chat this week. And, we still keep talking about it, but one of these days we need to do something on the HF and, maybe see if we can make contact there. But, anyway, I'll talk to you later. Have a great day and be safe. This is W2JKT. I'll be clear on your final.
Derek, have an awesome day, and we'll catch you later this week. KN4TFW.
KF4NXY.
Have a great day as well. Best 73 to you. Talk to you later. WTJKT.